Now we're not close enough to really see any definition in it of any kind. It's just contrast is really bad.
Yeah, we periodically switched over to Dodge City and checked all the stuff down there, and there doesn't look to be like there's any rotation in anything down there, so kind of confirms my belief for today. Hey, Justin, is that a lowering over there just left of the rain that I'm seeing, or is it just scud?
Well, we did actually have a wall cloud over there for a while I was watching, but there wasn't really much rotation in it, and it kind of dissipated. We're moving closer to it, not in the area. I can't really see it right this minute.
I was not, but it was only because I was having trouble finding repeaters, and I went back to Lincoln, so I'll be able to now.
Yeah, I just said I'd been watching the wall cloud there for a while, and it dissipated. It went kind of into the rain area there, and we're now headed out north of Hunter. I'm going to try to stay up with it. I don't see anything to really report right now other than I saw some low-level scud that was coming up from the south and I think got kind of ingested into that a little bit ago.
Yeah, I'm trying to decide if it's strengthening, re-ramping up again, or if the one down by Hayes is more worth it.
Well, I'm not impressed with anything in this line, to be honest with you, but I guess I'll stick with this one for now. Andrew, UJQ.
Yeah, we're going to go back on whatever K highway that is that goes out of east and west out of Lincoln. I'm going to go west on that and try to meet up with the one that's coming out of Hayes.
All righty.
K0JWH, WX0JRL.
Go ahead.
Alright, we're south of you guys here. We're in Great Bend. We're watching the cell that's coming out of Roselle. We're going to go down to Pontiac Rock, I think, and watch as it comes in, but I figured we give you a heads up. So we're south of you.
Okay. Yeah, sounds good. K0JWH.
Covering 360 miles of I-70 from Canarado to Topeka.
This is the K-Link Repeater Network.
It's 5 o'clock.
WX0RG, K0JWH.
WX0RG, did I hear a call?
Yeah, from K0JWH. Let's go with a report here. US 281 and Northwest 190 Road. 280 US 281 and Northwest 190 Road in Barton County, Quarter Side Hill.
Okay, I copied US 281 and Northwest 190 Road in Barton County. Go ahead.
Yes, the report is, that's correct on the location. The report is quarter size hail.
Okay, and anything else?
Nope, that's it.
All right, QSL, thank you, sir. I'll send that in. Appreciate it. This is WX0RG listening for additional reports.
The wall cloud with rain. Over.
Okay, I copied you 3 south of Larned, not verifying a tornado, and if there is anything it would be rain wrapped, is that correct?
It is. KC0LWC, Dennis over here, I just started the sirens again. What I've been watching is going around us, going to the northwest town, and it don't look like it rotates to me. So I'm standing out here in the open.
Copy, and thank you for that report. This is WS0RG. Josh, you still there, WS0RG? K0JWH, have you heard anything from Josh?
Russell, that's you. I don't know if the link radio is having problems or what, but we're just barely able to hear you. K0JWH.
I'm on a handheld. I'm going to move upstairs to the base rig, and I'll be right back. K0JWH, WX0RG. How are you copying me now?
0JWH.
Josh, I've been trying to reach him, and I understood that Pony Rock may or may not be a valid link right now.
C0LWC, Lawrence. This is the tornado sirens again. I do not see any. It's starting to rain. I do not see any. They just started the sirens again.
Okay, yep, we don't need to know when the sirens are going off because that's just in coordination with the tornado warning, so just let us know when you do see something. K0JWH. Hey, Josh, I'm not sure if you're seeing this too, but I almost thought I saw something trying to rope on us.
We're still scared by rain. We're coming in through through Larned now. We're getting ready to cut 156 back to the northeast so we can get a different vantage point. There's nothing going on inside the city proper here, but you may have. We're just still scared by rain. We can't see anything. WX0JRL.
Yeah, I'm just passing or getting ready to enter Pony Rock now. This is off to our right. As we're driving southwest, we're looking off to the right to the north of the highway. Hey Josh, where are you guys at?
We are just now coming into Dundee.
Okay, are you able to see anything from the backside?
No, we didn't see anything that was 100% from the cloud bank to the ground, but we did see ground circulation from where we were. You could see it behind the rain. Cloud circulation has since dissipated on the ground. We're going to try to re-catch up to it here going to the north and to the east. We've got a car that's been flipped over here by the grain silo. I'm not sure if it got hit by the circulation. It's actually a truck.
Negative. We saw Sheriff running hot to that, and that was before it even got out of Pony Rock area, so I think that was just a gust front thing. There's a big dust cloud out east of this thing. In the same general area as the rotation, but I'm not associated with that right now. I think it's just gust. I don't know if you guys can see that dust cloud or not.
That's why we started to move. We saw the circulation actually start to really weaken out on the ground, and it just started kind of going at the fourth flank. So I don't know if the storm may be going outflow dominant, but that's what we were looking at as we're starting to push through. We just passed through Dundee now, heading to the north and east. We're not currently seeing anything in front of us.
Roger, there's another tor warning on a storm to the southwest. I wonder if this one's getting cut off by the one just to the southeast. I wonder if its inflow is getting cut off because it doesn't look as impressive as it did about an hour ago.
I see the one you're talking about now is coming through Kinsley. We were just down there. We were watching that storm earlier. in there. I think we're going to try to stick on this cell that's coming in past Great Bend now to see what she does. We may go back to the south. I'm not sure if this one's going to get cut off or not.
Yeah, we're on 281 now, northbound towards Great Bend. Probably going to have to refuel here at some point. This is probably a good opportunity to do so.
Okay, yeah, there's nothing out ahead of the cell as it's going to pass through north and east of Great Bend, so it may get into something clean and it may recycle again like it has done over the past few hours, so I think we're going to keep with this one.
We do have some lowering over here that we're observing. That's out ahead of the rain shaft, I think, but I'm not sure if I'm seeing any rotation on it or not.
JWH, WX0, JRL. We're looking at that place that you were looking at. There's definitely some left to right motion in there. We're just going to kind of keep an eye on it. We're coming into Great Bend now. We'll be going east on 56 out of Great Bend here just shortly.
Yeah, Russell, go ahead and call it a rotating wall cloud over eastern Great Bend. Eastern Great Bend, rotating wall cloud at this time, K0, JWH.
Rotating wall cloud over eastern Great Bend to confirm. This is WX0RG.
Yeah, roger, roger. Josh is looking at the same thing I am. K0JWH. Here, do you hear me okay?
Gotcha.
Okay, pop on my portable. We're stepping out for fuel real quick. Rotation's east of us.
Where are you fueling out there, Jordan? WX0JRL.
At Conoco, right at 281 and 56.
Hey, roger, we're about a mile to the west of you. We're looking to the north, right at that right edge. It's down a little ways.
Yeah, the stuff I'm looking at is just barely to our northeast. Russell, just to give you an update, we're still observing the rotation northeast of our location. We're right at 56 and 281.
Jordan, how far northeast of that intersection would you estimate?
Yeah, maybe 3 miles. Josh, what do you think?
I'll probably say the where it is. It's probably going to be anywhere between 3 to 5.
Rotation, or would this be considered a rotating wall cloud?
We consider it a rotating wall cloud, and we have a lowering underneath that wall cloud. Jordan, can you confirm that? It's going to be right on the leading edge, just to the north side of that wall cloud, right in front of the rain.
Yeah, it's broad rotation at this time. Nothing extremely tight, but we're definitely seeing a lot of left to right motion over that area. Josh, we're heading east here on 56.
We're coming up to the 281 interchange right now. We're just to the west of you. We're thinking about going to the east and then catching that northeastward highway that runs out of Great Bend.
Yeah, probably, or something similar to that.
Southeast 156 is the highway we were looking at. That'll take us right up by Claflin. If it keeps the same movement, we'll stick right with the rotations. We can have a good observation of it.
There, we're stopping here at Casey's on the east side of town for a Q100.
Okay, I think we'll probably meet you there and decide what we want to make our point on.